Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of the Mishneh Berurah, and what would normally be called Simen Shin Dalid, but we call it Simen Dalid Shin, as we mentioned yesterday. And we are at the very last line, the very last word, of Tzadi Gimel Omud Beis. This Simen is dealing with the halachos of an Eved Kenani, which is no longer existent today. Nevertheless, we need to learn these halachos. And the Mechaber continues, the last word on the line, Tzadi Gimel Omud Beis, Uli Yisrael, Acher, Sheino Rabo, for a Eved Kenani over here doing work for a different Jewish person other than the one that's his master. Afilu Osel Adas Yisrael Mutter. Even if he's doing it with the understanding that the Jewish master knows about it and allows it, it is permissible. Kol She'ein Sham Amiris Yisrael. As long as the Jewish person did not specifically tell him to do so. Ubavad as long as the Jewish person is not actually getting benefit from that malacha that the Eved did, that Shabbos. Now we have to remind ourselves what we're talking about over here. We had brought down a machlokis at the end of yesterday's shir between the more machmir first opinion and the more lenient second opinion as to whether an Eved who was in the third category we spoke about, who was not mal utaval, he didn't have mila and tvila, and he didn't have the full status of an Eved Kenani, and he likewise wasn't even the status of a geratoshav, but he was a person who was an Eved, but hadn't accepted upon himself any status of being an Eved Kenani or even an Eved Ger Toshav. So such a person we had brought down, there was a machlokis, could he do work for his master? However, here the Mechaber is telling us, if this type of an Eved does work for another Jewish person, so it is permissible, as long as he wasn't specifically instructed to do so by the Jewish person, and as long as the Jewish person doesn't get benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, the Davka Gabi Rabo Shuavdo, it's only in this situation that the person is not permitted to do work for his master, did we say Amrinan, the Mistama Komashu Ose Aldas Rabo Ose. We're assuming that he's doing it on the behest of his master, even though the master didn't specifically instruct him to do so. As opposed to Mashe Kaim Bazeh, as opposed to in this situation where he's doing it on behalf of another Jewish person. So Avshu Ose Aldas Yisrael, even though he's doing it on behalf of another Jewish person, nevertheless, since that other Jewish person did not instruct him to do so, Mashe Kaim Bazeh, Avshu Ose Aldas Yisrael, as I said, is doing it for the behalf of the Jewish person. However, Kol Shelo Tzivo, as long as the other Jewish person did not specifically command him to do so, Umaskalo Eved, Oha Geratoshav, Lasus Melev, and either the Eved, the third category, or even the Eved in the second category is in Geratoshav, since he wasn't instructed to do it by a Jewish person, and he's doing it on his own free will. So we say, according to this opinion in the Mechaber, Amrinan Da'ikar Adaita Denavshe of it, the Eved is doing it for his own benefit over here, L'haviach, L'besof Mimalachto, in order, because he knows he'll get paid eventually for this, so he's doing it on his own behalf. They know also Elim came in Tzaveu Lasos, and it is only forbidden over here if the Jewish person instructs him to do so, as we've already explained in yesterday's Shir V'chanal B'Sivkot Zayin. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Gimel, and he says, "V'ayin Simin Reish Nun Beis Sov Siv Beis V'Lefamim Tzorich Limchos Mid Rabban." As we'll see, there are certain scenarios, certain situations where the Jewish person should protest, albeit Mid Rabbanon. Midaraisa, he would be allowed to accept the malacha, but under certain situations, which we discussed previously, he should protest. Sivkot Yudalit, he's not allowed to get any hanoah from this action on Shabbos. And this is again, Vahinu Midarabanan. This is only an issur derabanan to get any hanoah from this on Shabbos. Because the lo adif ho'eved misharein yehudi, because the eved here is no different than any other non-Jewish person, the Alma in the general world, sha'asa malacha l'das Yisrael, who's doing malacha on behalf of a Jewish person. Sha'asa l'Yisrael l'hanos mi'osu malacha b'Shabbos, that a Jewish person is not allowed to get benefit from a non-Jewish person doing work for him on Shabbos, as we've already learned, v'chanal b'reish simen reish ayin vav. Dish footnote 9 brings down and reminds us of the reasoning behind this. If you were to have to get benefit from the non-Jewish person doing work for you on Shabbos, before you know it, everybody's going to allow the non-Jewish person to do work for them on Shabbos and tell them to do so. And therefore, we have to be concerned over here, that really the Jewish person told him to do it, and he's going to say, I never told him to do that, he just happens to be doing it for me. So therefore, we don't allow it. That's midrabban. And he says further, the actual Isra over here, we brought down previously in Shulchan Aruch, this applies not only to the person that it was specifically done for, but even for any other Jewish person that would benefit from this melacha. It is forbidden midrabbanan to get benefit on that very Shabbos itself. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, he brings down the name of the Yesh Omrim, which is the Rambam and the Ramban, according to the Marai, and this is brought down the Baragol Osvav, and the Mechaber tells us that according to these opinions, v'yeshomim shakol shalokibel alav sheva mitzvos neinoach, if the non-Jewish person hasn't accepted upon himself even the second category to be one of the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach type of goyim, then kivan de'enu yudi gomerhu, since he's absolutely a non-Jewish person in that respect, not in any way considered like a Jewish person, ein rabu muzrulav. So then a Jewish person has no responsibility over what a non-Jewish person does, even if he's in a financial arrangement that he owns him in some way. According to this opinion, for this non-Jewish person to take care of the needs of a chola she'ein bo sakana, which would normally be allowed by a non-Jewish person to do, beyond the rishon, likewise we said that you're allowed to bury a Jewish person via non-Jewish people on the first day of Yontif, so these would be permissible over here, mutter loma lehem lasoso. You could even actually go, according to this very lenient opinion, go and ask them to do it for you, because they halachically are not under your domain. You don't have responsibility to tell them not to do work on Shabbos. Now we can see in the Mishnah Berurah insights of Katan Tezvav, Svirluhu, according to this opinion, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Lo Isira Torah al Eved Shal Yisrael L'inyan Shabbos Ela B'yesh Olav Al Koponim Tzatz Mitzvos. The only time a Jewish person has any responsibility for a non-Jewish Eved is only if that non-Jewish Eved has some aspect, at least the Zayim Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and certainly an Eved Kenani who has Mitzvos Ke'isha. Dainu, at least Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. As has already been brought down in the Beis Yosef, look over there. Then the Mishnah continues. He says, "V'ayin be'al Yerabba shevi b'shem kama poskim." The Yerabba brings down the name of other poskim. The Lamaisa, how should we poskin over here? Yesh lahachmir kisar rishonim. You should take the more machmir opinion that doesn't allow you to do this. Then the Mishnah continues and he writes, "Also lo mele mumer v'kroyim." You're not allowed to tell a Jewish heretic or a person who's one of the karoyim lasos lo melocha b'shabbos yontif to ask them to do work for you on Shabbos yontif. In this situation, the over mishum lifnei iver, and he brings down from the Prima Gadim that in this situation you're over the Isser Midaraisa of putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. The issue for number 10 explains that this is true even lahasachir lemumer sade omerchatz. This is even if you're going and renting out to a mumer, a Jewish heretic, the field that you have or a bathhouse. We already learned in Simon Reish Mem Gimel that this is forbidden to do so because of, again, Mifle Iver. He's going to use it on Shabbos and you're putting a stumbling block in front of him when he uses this on Shabbos because even though he's a mumer, he is still a Jewish person. And therefore, it is forbidden for him to do any work on Shabbos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. However, the Chol Eved Shemitzuva Al Shvisaso, but any person whose master is forbidden to let the Eved work for him on Shabbos, he has to rest on Shabbos, such a person, also Lotzeis Bechosam Sh'osu L'Rabo, Laharos Bo Shu'abdo. An additional din the Ramah is telling us over here is that you can't allow this Eved to go out with some sort of a sign, an emblem or some sort of a label stating that he is an Eved of yours on Shabbos, because it's a problem of carrying. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Tezayin, Ikoi Gama Evet Shlom Ol V'Tobal Ayin B'Tosefes Shabbos B'Migodim. He brings down that there's a machlokis as to what type of Evet this is talking about, and this is discussed in the Tosefes Shabbos B'Migodim, which we'll leave for another time. The question is, are they considered someone under your responsibility or not? And that's the discussion that we've already had previously as well. Now, the Ramah adds, however, further, and he says, that depends on what type of a chosam, what type of emblem the Evet is wearing. If it's made out of something that is a very low-value material, for example, like clay, like tit, then mutu lotzeis bo, then he would be allowed to go out if it fulfills another requirement, kishatoli b'tzavaro, as long as it's around his neck. So he's allowed, as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, to go out of both requirements in that it's an inexpensive type of an emblem made out of clay, and it's hanging from his neck, not attached to his garment. Avalo b'chsuso, but the Ramah tells us, but not if only one of the conditions is met. If it's on his garment, then it wouldn't be good. It has to be hanging on his neck and also inexpensive. And likewise, ubishal mateches, if it's something that's expensive, b'chol inyan osur is osur no matter what, whether it's hanging around his neck or it's on his garment. And this is worth down even the tour. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkat Yudzayin. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over here that first, when the Ramah wrote this din, he started off, he started off without specifically explaining what scenario we're talking about, what conditions there are. And only afterwards, v'achakach, be'er dimyesh bo'tartil mal yusuf, he has both of the conditions, inexpensive, as well as it's around his neck, then he can go out. Dainu shachosim yeshal tit, inexpensive, clay, v'utali b'tzavar, and around his neck. In that situation, mutu lotzis bo, he can go out. The reason is because dilomai nechushla, because there is no concern over here when both conditions are met. The number one, dilashemo yasi rena biyado, the yaviyen of dalet amos v'shusarabim. What are we concerned about? Maybe he'll take it off and carry it dalet amos in the public domain? B'vadi lekelamecha, you don't have to be concerned about this. Why not? The is alei emso derabe, because the eved is scared of his master. Shiomar, the master will see that he took took it off, and the master will say, Sheisiro kedei l'haru shu ben charun. He took it off to show that he's not under my domain. So therefore, he won't do that. Ulashem or yipasek, maybe you're concerned that this emblem over here will break, v'yishover achosim, and this chosim will be destroyed, ne'elov, b'rusha sarabim, v'asel asuri achakach lebeiso, and that this person is going to carry this home. So there's no concern about that. Gamkin lekalamechash, that this clay thing broke and he'll carry it home. The lamaya vienu, because why would he bring it home? It's worthless. The chosim shavur shaltit lo chazi lamide, because this broken clay thing over here is worthless, and the eved's not going to take it home. So therefore, if both of these are met, then there is no problem in the eved going out with it. The imkidel haros the rabu shukovelo. Yeah, you're going to say that he's going to want to carry it home to show to his master that he is subordinate to the master. V'oches biyado achosim shaladus, to show that he's carrying this chosim in his hand, that doesn't do anything. Ze'eno simon klal al abdus. That doesn't demonstrate that he's subordinate to the master. Only it demonstrates it kim kishutoli b'tzavara o b'chsuso. Only wearing the emblem or carrying it around your neck is showing that you're subordinate to the master. Avoli is bechod l'mal yusuf. But if he had one of the two, then we do have to be concerned. For example, shayatoli achosim b'chsuso. If the emblem over here, the label that he's in Eved, is on his garment, oh shayachosim shomatcho shuchoshav, or if it's an expensive thing, then also lotzeis bolu shusarabim, then the Eved can't go out to the shusarabim, because in this situation, as we will explain, l'katamei, there is a concern that he'll come to carry it. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah explains, but not if it's on his garment. What's the concern there? Dilma mivsa kachosa me'ele, because maybe it will break by itself. Umirsis mirabo, he's going to be scared of his master. Shiomer, that the master is going to say, sheisiro kedei l'haros lakoshu ben chorim, that the master is going to say over here that he took it off to demonstrate that he's a free person when he's really not. So what's the Eved going to do in this situation? The kapel taliso, he's going to wrap up his garment. Again, talis over here means a garment and not his actual talis gadol. Kedei shelo yisrael makom achosim, so people won't be able to see the place where the emblem is normally put. They'll assume that it's folded up. It must be inside over there. The yisaenu al ksefo, and he's therefore going to carry this garment on his shoulder. V'dami ha-talis al ksefo kamasri, and therefore he's not wearing this talis, but he's carrying the talis, and that would be considered a burden. So that's why if he has one of these two things, we are concerned over here that he'll come to carry it, unless he meets both of the criteria, that it's an inexpensive type of a label, as well as it's worn around his neck, where it can only demonstrate it when it's around his neck that he's an Eved. So if he has both of these, then he could in fact wear it on Shabbos. Sivkon Yutes, but if it's made out of an expensive material like metal, the Kivin Shuchasha, the capital of Rabu Shlo Yovad, since the master said, hey, that's a $50 type of an emblem, I don't want you to lose it, if it were to break or fall off, Chayshin on Duma Mifsak, we're concerned in this situation that maybe it will break, and the chain will break, for example, and it'll come to carry this expensive emblem, this Matkitz type of an emblem in his hand, and therefore it would be Asur. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof says in all situations over here it would be aser. Hayinu afilu kishu tolu yatzavaru. This is even when he's going out with this expensive emblem, this expensive jewelry around his neck that shows that he's a slave. That time, and the reasoning is, as we've already said, the kiven shehu aser liatzmo ino mirsis mirabu kishu sireno. Since he made it for himself and put it around his neck himself, he's not going to be concerned that the master is going to be upset if he takes it off. Therefore, in this situation, we have to be concerned that he may come to take it off because the master didn't insist that he wear it around his neck, so therefore he may come to go and carry it. Dalet Amos Birushos Harabim. Tishavut number 11 has a machlokus to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, and whether you can go and make an analogy over here from the Eved being allowed under certain situations to go and wear his chosim, as to whether you can go out with a watch or not on Shabbos. Ayin Sham. Further in the footnote, we have a very, very interesting and very, very modern halachic shiloh over here. Is a sick person allowed to go out with some sort of a petek hakosher ayodo? In this situation that they're describing over here, they're talking about with some sort of a document that states what his medical problems are, so chas v'shalom, if he gets into trouble, he would be able to be treated. Today we have the same thing with much more technological advancement in terms of going out with various types of cards that have detailed medical histories and are updated, or some other type of a medical device which can be activated to show what the person's medical history is. So Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal wants to suggest that at least in some situations, this would be analogous to the Eved going out into the Rosh Hasharabim, that he is allowed to go out under certain situations with his chosem. And he says, nevertheless, there's a tzarech ian over here as to whether this is permissible or not for the chole to go out with some sort of a document or some sort of a device on Shabbos that would otherwise be considered potentially carrying. Again, if you are going out in a way that it's not a carrying problem, then certainly there is no potential isser over here. And certainly to go out with this on an area where there is an Erev, or there is no problem of carrying, as well, is not a halachic shaila, it is permissible. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "V'heichal d'muto ha'eved lasos melacha liatzmo." In a situation where the eved is permissible to do work for himself on Shabbos, that would be in a situation where he's not under the domain of a Jewish person. Im amar lei ha'odon shi'asa liatzmo v'yozen atzmo v'yom Shabbos. If the master tells him, "Listen, I want you to go do work for yourself and support yourself by doing work on Shabbos, and you'll support yourself on Shabbos with the proceeds that you make from where you work on Shabbos," so the Mechaber tells us, "Kivin shi'hisne imo mibo jom." As long as this was done on Friday, before Shabbos started, the Eved is allowed to go and work on Shabbos to make money to support himself. However, he has to do this in a secretive way, in a hidden way, so it doesn't look like he's doing work at the behest of his master on Shabbos. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Chafalif explains, because the master has the right to say, "I will not support you, you can go and support yourself." And therefore, Vimkain Osa Eved Liatzo, in this situation, the Eved is obviously working solely for himself. Sivkot and Chafbez, the Mishabur says, "Kivin Shisni Mo Bibo Jom," since he said to do this before Shabbos started. As opposed to, the Mishabur says, "Lafuki Lahasnos B'Shabbos the Osir." You can't make this Tanai, this condition, on Shabbos. Once Shabbos has started, it's forbidden for you to tell the master to tell the Eved to go work on Shabbos. If they didn't say anything about this, but the Eved wishes to do this on his own, and he wants to go and benefit himself, so then this is a machlokis. So the Mishabur says, he brings down Hevi Bel Yerabba B'Shem Sefer Masas Bin Yom Demuter. This opinion says that it's permissible, because the Jewish person didn't tell him to go and do it. However, he brings down for Levush Yisrod in Reish Simon Zeh Mashma De'en L'Hok Vazeh, that he says, no, it is still forbidden in this situation. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Mishabur says, Rotsulomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here that if he's doing it for his own needs, he's allowed to. Afilu Beveis Rabbel, he can do it in private, even in the master's house. Kivin Shubitzinah, since it's done in private, nobody else will see. However, Uchad de Messiahim, he concludes and he says, V'kol Shekein Marviach Eitzelein Yehudi, certainly he would be allowed to go work in a non-Jewish person's house for his own benefit, for the non-Jewish servant benefit. But he can't do it in another Jewish person's house, even if he's doing it b'tzina, because he is the eved of a Jewish person, and when he's working in another Jewish person's house, so then that is a problem. Sif Kimmel, the Mechaber says, "Ein Yehudi Gomer Shu Socher, a non-Jewish person who's just a hired worker for a Jewish person, Ein Rabu Mitzuva Shvisoso." Then there is no problem with the non-Jewish person doing whatever he wants for himself on Shabbos. The master over here has absolutely no responsibility whatsoever for a non-Jewish worker who is not an Eved. There's no din whatsoever that the master has to make sure that his non-Jewish worker doesn't work for the non-Jewish person himself on Shabbos. Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Chavdalit, Avalim Kivil of Sheva Mitzvos, but if this non-Jewish worker has accepted upon himself to be a Ger Toshav, Halohu Ger Toshav, Vosu Lassus Meloch Lisrael, Af Mishaino Rabbo, then he wouldn't be allowed to do work for a Jewish person on Shabbos, even if it's not for his master. The Chanal, as we've already explained. Then he says, V'ayin and Baram, Bam Perik Yudal, Mihuchos Yisru Beir, the Ein Makabim Ger Toshav is man Shein Hayovel Noeg. Nowadays, when there is no Yovel, we also don't accept the Ger Toshav. The Chain Evit Shaino Rotsu, the Kabbal of Mitzvos, likewise, an Evit doesn't wish to accept upon himself Mitzvos like an Evit Kanani. Except he is willing to accept upon himself kiyum shevet kmo ger toshav. So such an eved gamkin ein mekabel usam zman she'en hayovel noeg is also not applicable when there is no yovel like today. However, he brings down v'arayvet shom cholik azeh ayin shom. The Ravid disagrees with this Rambam. Finally, Sivkot and Chav Hei. So Mishnah Berurah writes, "Afilu m'sachel l'kamashonim." This is true for a worker, even if he's been working for you for a number of years. Mikol mokom harei in koni lo kinyan olam. He is not considered a lifelong eved, even if he's doing work for the master, ain't no awesome in the rice, it's not an issue deraisa because you don't own him. He's not your real servant. And anything that a non-Jewish person can do, he technically can do as well. Then the Mishnah brings down the cost of Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, the Mari is over here uncertain what the status would be for an Eved or a Shivcha that are Oved Gilulim, they're non-Jewish people, if they wish to become a different religion themselves. For example, to become Muslims, then they would go free if they become a different religion. So then, even if they were full-fledged servants, nowadays, and he says they may not have the halachi status over here of being a kinyan olam, and this requires further investigation, which is really, again, halach lemaisa, not applicable today. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the das achron lahachmer b'zem neshiyesh bo chashash yisatori. You have to be stringent over here because it could be an issur deraisa. And certainly, v'koshikein imhu b'mokum shein lo rishus lefi dinam lafki atzum hamoros daso. Certainly, when this is not even applicable according to their laws, shemazet vaday also lasos malacha b'shabbos tzoli. You certainly can't do malacha for a Jewish person on Shabbos. Katan chavav b'mokum shahamelech yorm daihod. Yehuda. So in a place where the king may be exalted, Gazar she'ein shum adam chutz midasam yicholim liknos eved v'amad. The people of that country's religion are allowed to own servants. Ha'avodim v'ashvachas yicholim lahavir esh b'shabbos. They can go and light fires on Shabbos. The chavion kisochir b'amad. They're considered halachically like workers. But there are those that disagree, especially if you're paying a head tax for each of these servants. We would agree they can't do work for you on Shabbos. And this also has a kula, which is not applicable today, that a mamzer would be allowed to marry such a servant. With that, we conclude today's shir and this siman.